This is East County Magazine's Tribal Beat, bringing you news for and about our region's Native American communities. This is Leon Thompson with East County Magazine, and my special guest today, and it's our honor to have Beth Glasgow, who's a councilwoman with the Borona Indian Tribe, and she's here to talk to us about the 45th Borona Powwow. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How did Borona Powwow get started? Let me ask you that first.
In the mid-70s, my father was friends and a member of, I believe it was either the Drum and Feather Club or the Thunderbird Club. And these were made up of members of different tribes from all over the United States. These clubs were brought together out of the Indians that had come to California to get jobs or in the service. You know, in the 1960s, they brought a lot of people to LA, San Diego. In the service, there's a lot of natives who are military. During that time, when you're away from home, away from your family, you're looking for camaraderie with fellow natives. And so during that time in the early 70s, my father was involved with these groups. They wanted to have powwow. And so my father took it to our membership at one of the meetings, and they allowed the powwow to happen on our reservation.
And that's when the Pacific Coast Indian Club ran the powwow.
That was like 74, maybe 1974.
Then the Borona tribe took over the management in the 1990s. And they were natives from all over the United States.
Yes.
So that tradition still goes on today in
yes.
the Borona Powwow.
Yes, it does. You know, the Plains are normally, the Plains Indians or are normally the ones that have the powwows. If California natives, powwows weren't normally their type of gathering. That's more the traditional gatherings with like the bird singing and the peon hand games, if you will, and those types of events. So the powwow was brought to our people by all these natives who had the desire to get together and share camaraderie and enjoy each other's company. And meanwhile, hearing the singing and the dancing and getting back to people or their soul. So when you're a long way from home, you miss that.
Do you have any idea how many different tribes are represented at your powwow?
No, I don't. You know, there's 567 tribes in the United States that are recognized. So there's hundreds. Everybody's a little bit of something. And the ones that participate, they could be hundreds of tribes.
I notice you have two different drumming groups. Now, do they represent two different styles of drumming? Is that what?
Yes. We have a northern style drum. They're called Midnight Express. They're from Minneapolis, Minnesota, I believe.
Chippewa.
Yes. And then our southern drum is from Oklahoma. They're called Bad Medicine. And they're led by Phil Dupoint. The name that we know him as is Joe Fish. And so he's very well known and very well respected in our circles for his knowledge, for his singing, for
And he come all the way
everything.
From Oklahoma.
Yes.
And Minnesota.
Yes. You know, people come from all over the United States for powwows. You know, we're not the only powwow in San Diego. We're not the only powwow in California. We're just one of the longer ongoing powwows. The week before Borona, Borona is always on Labor Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
And this year it's in September, so September 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Uh-huh.
Prior to that, we used to be the start of what would be called the Cali circuit, you know, the California circuit, because there's powwows that go on weekend after weekend. Once, you know, it would start in Borona.
See but what
Paula,
you started?
Yeah. And so now Paula has their powwow the weekend before us.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll start with Paula and it'll go to Borona, then Sequan, Saboba, Bishop, Morongo, Redding, San Inez, San Manuel, Cabazon, and Spotlight 29 usually has one also. So, you know, you've got
really?
several powwows all from September through
Boy, I'm
going to
be busy.
Right. it's a lengthy
so it's a whole circuit.
Yes, it's a lengthy
So the other
time.
Vendors and dancers that go through the whole
Yes, they go from powwow to powwow, and that's their job. That's their livelihood. Is they enjoy it, they love it, they live it. And they raise their family up in that tradition. And so it's good when this time comes around, because you get to see a lot of your friends you haven't seen.
Yes.
Make new friends.
Making new friends.
Eating fry bread.
And eating fry bread. Indian fried bread tacos.
Right. So we have, you know, the traditional dancing, and then we have our vendors, a lot of vendors. So the public is invited to come out and watch the dancing and look at the vendors. And yeah, a lot of vendors have a lot of handmade beadwork, jewelry, silver items for sale.
One of the things I've always enjoyed is the regalia, the dress, the just amazing. It looks like a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time, a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people who make their own stuff, it takes hours and years and hours, days, years, finally get your regalia to where you want it. Got a lot of talented people who seamstresses and tailors, if you will, you know, they make their own shirts, dresses, ribbon work, whatever it is they need. It's an investment.
What is new this year at the Barona Powwow?
We did move our location. It was on the Barona Stars baseball field. However, we 2 years ago, we built a sports park for our members. And so it comes with an intramural field. So we moved everything across the parking lot from the ball field to the intramural field. So it's a big open area, grassy.
How much does it cost to go to the Barona Powwow?
The Barona Powwow is free. They have free parking, free entry.
You have to pay for parking?
You don't have to pay for
plenty
parking.
Plenty of parking?
Plenty of parking.
And where is the Barona Powwow?
Powwow is on the Barona Indian Reservation, which is approximately 7 miles northeast of Lakeside. So you take Ashwood, you'll come to a four-way stop at Ashwood and Willows, and you'll go through this four-way stop up the hill and you...
On the Wildcat Canyon Road.
Yes, yes.
I live there on Wildcat Canyon Road. Yes.
Okay, so you go up to Barona, you see that you'll drop in the valley, you'll see the casino, and it's about a mile past the casino. As you pass the casino, keep an eye out for, you'll see the government building on the left side of the road, you'll see the lights, and you'll see a ball field, you'll see the gymnasium. If the parking lot is full in that area, we ask that you go past the tennis courts at the community center building, and there'll be signage pointing you to where to turn to go around.
So the powwow begins on Friday, September 4th?
Yes.
With the gourd dancing?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about the schedule for the weekend?
The schedule is the gourd dancing will start at 6 o'clock. And the gourd dancing is a men's warrior society dance. It's an honor society. It's a very prestigious group of people. These were the warriors who looked out for their tribe. They protected, they were the eyes and ears of security, if you will. The songs tell stories of the different battles and how they overtook their enemies.
On Friday night, there's going to be some beautiful regalia.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances of taking some photographs?
You could take pictures from your seats, you know, if you wanted to, but if you wanted to go get pictures of a particular dancer in their regalia, it's always better to ask than to just, some may not want their picture taken for different reasons, you know, that they believe. And so it's always good to ask. More dancers, more often than not, they're happy to let you take a picture with them.
So what happens during the day on Saturday and Sunday?
So, well, Friday night, we start with the gourd dance at 6, and that'll go approximately till 7. The program says grand entry at 7. So depending on if they're running on time or if they have extended the program, the gourd dance program, you know, it may start closer to 8. We call it Indian time. Hopefully we stay on track. But after that will be the grand entry, and then you'll have the regular powwow dancing. And so that will go till about 10 or 11, you know, and then it'll end for the night. And then the next day it'll start at 1 in the afternoon. With a grand entry, the afternoon, Saturday and Sunday, are both usually the youth and the teen portions of the program.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they'll have their contest and their dancing. So all the adults can dress and dance if they'd like. I like to dress and dance during those times because hearing the music, I never want to waste the good song. You know, I love to dance. I love to participate. We dance for our people, for our, you know, those who can't dance, for... It's our way of our gift giving back to the Creator, if you will.
So you're a dancer?
Yes. Yes. My mother was a Oto Missouri Indian from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dress in her style of regalia. My sister is a Southern buckskin dancer. Our whole family participates. It's a good day.
And who's the lead woman dancer?
The head lady dancer this year is Mrs. Tanya Moore from Oklahoma. And the head man dancer is her husband, Pat Moore.
Uh-huh.
So, and he's a Northern traditional dancer, and he's also Pawnee Oto tribal member. Tanya is a Cheyenne tribal member. And then Pat is related to me. My grandma and his grandpa were brother and sister.
Oh.
And so.
You're second cousins.
Yes. Enjoy seeing each other and visiting with one another, and it's a good time.
I would love. I go to the powwows, and I so want to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Or drum, especially drum. But well, I don't know how to get started.
Well, you could come out and dance during the intertribals. There's no problem with that. You don't have to be dressed in any kind of regalia or anything. You just follow along and watch the men dance and copy their step.
Right.
But there are different dances too. And that's what they're getting started for singing though is a little different. There's a whole bunch of protocol. And if you're not born up into it, it's best to ask. So one of the singers, you know, start a conversation, you know, with one of the singers. You might speak with one of the guys from the head singer from Midnight Express is Jeremy Dearley. You know, they're from up your way, I believe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's your people up there. So
yeah.
You may have family together.
You
might be related to him.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
And a lot of the young singers and groups now, you know, they brought up singing and dancing, you know.
Right.
And it's a lot of you can bring your tape recorder, you know, you're native, you can bring your tape recorder and listen, and you can tape them, and you can listen to that and listen. That's how my son taught himself how to sing was, he started out singing with Joe Fish when he was 3 years old. You know, he would sit with Joe out at the drum, and he was just a toddler.
Uh-huh.
And so kids love the powwow music and the powwow dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we, you know, the Little Hawks enjoy it. They're the head staff. They're the junior staff.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll be the ones leading the program Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
You know, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Little Hawks.
Little Hawks.
Yeah, we have our Verona Little Hawks dance troupe. It's a dance troupe that was started by my mother and father in the 1970s, right about the time the powwow started coming out to Verona.
Mm-hmm.
The kids on the reservation wanted to learn how to do the powwow dancing. We would have lessons and classes. I can remember going to practices and getting out of school to go do different performances at different schools and stuff. It was always kind of a bonus, you know, as long as we were doing good in school, we could take the time off and go perform for other students. Oh. Thanksgiving is a big time for the Little Hawks. The different schools want to know about Indians and stuff during that time. So, you know, they'll go to the different schools or different events. You know, there's several different events that they've performed at. They've gone to Florida. They've gone to, Discover Native America had a big event down in Florida. Uh-huh. And so the Little Hawks were invited to go down there. And so they did. It's a great place to learn how to start dancing and go on to different powwows and dance. And it's a great learning opportunity for our kids. And so right now my sister's been in charge of them for many years. I couldn't even tell you what year she took over. She's been very instrumental in keeping that part of the history going for the kids and the youth.
What about the drummers?
The singers, normally we do have, San Diego is fortunate to also have the Soaring Eagles. They're more or less in downtown San Diego, but they go to all kinds of, they go all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they, you know, the majority of the people that belong to the Soaring Eagles live downtown. So there's all different reservations, tribes also.
Uh-huh.
And so they go to different events. Also, Vicky Gambala is in charge of the Soaring Eagles. So that's if you wanted to start singing, that's probably where you would start.
I don't have a singing voice, but I sure could beat on one of those drums. There's something about it that.
Well, you got to be a singer to sit at the drums. So
right?
You got to start. You got to be able to start a song, and they'll expect you to start a song. You go to Soaring Eagles and you learn, right? And
right.
You learn the songs, and then when they may or may not have their drums set up. They even come and help us at Verona. So they come and they set up. They'll have their own little corner. They'll have their banner that says Soaring Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And so you can visit with them and ask them exactly how. If you're not brought up with the drum, then if you're a kid, you could probably pick it up. They're sponges, you know, so the singing and the songs.
Uh-huh.
But if you're an adult, you might take a little longer to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
We have spectacular dance exhibitions, singing, drumming, and authentic Native American food booths selling delicious Indian fry bread dipped in honey and powdered sugar if you like. Indian fry bread tacos and other scrumptious food. We have, I believe it's 13 vendors. We have 13 vendors.
Describe an Indian fry bread taco.
The fry bread is made of flour, water. I use self-rising flour. So self-rising flour, hot water, and you let
commodity
it rise.
Flour.
Well, then you got to add all the other stuff, baking powder and all that stuff. So you make your dough and then you let it sit and rise and then you ball it up and you make it into whatever size you would like your bread to be. And then you fry it in hot oil. Mm-hmm. It's very fattening, but it's also very good. And then they usually put beans and seasoned hamburger meat with vegetables on top.
Wow.
It's a very filling meal.
Yes, it is. Anything else you'd like to tell us about Barona Powwow this year?
We'd like to invite everyone out to Barona on Labor Day weekend. It's a great event for families. Admission and parking are free once again. You can also catch a shuttle from the casino over to the powwow. So we have free shuttle service. The pickup and drop off is at the south entrance of the casino.
Mm-hmm. And it comes straight off the golf course. Get on a shuttle bus and go to the
powwow. Go get an Indian taco.
Yes.
So, you know, we're proud to share our culture, and our 45th annual powwow is a great event to bring your family to. Lots to see, and it's a good time. Now, if you choose to bring your own chairs, you're welcome to bring your own chairs. There will be bleachers. However, it's in September. It might be a little warm, so you might want to bring an umbrella or some kind of shade. And if you don't get a drink at the vendor booths, you know, you'll need to bring your own, you know, water, soda, or whatever you choose to drink. So it's a good time. Come on out and visit.
It's a wonderful place to have a powwow.
Next weekend is Paula, and right. Then Barona's that after that, first uh-huh. weekend in September. And so if you would like more information, it's available at our website at barona-nsn.gov, or you can call the tribal office at 619-443-6612, extension 120.
Very good.
It's a 3-day event. We'll feature hundreds of Native Americans from across the country, and we'll showcase traditional tribal dancing as they compete for over $75,000 in prize money. That's not the main reason to come. The main reason is for the camaraderie, the good feelings, and the Indian tacos.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming. I sure appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. And I look forward to seeing you out there, and it's something that gets in your soul.
Yeah. You know, and we really wanted to do it.
So, well, you're Chippewa, so there's no reason why you can't.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.